What does Rocky Balboa and today's Benedict Arnold's politicians have in common? Well, they're both actors. An actor defined is a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. A couple of years ago, I had seen a documentary on the Hollywood actor Sylvester Stallone, who played the role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell, yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country will be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
they
made?
Have to work
these are
too.
Beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
And like that of the actor, I ask, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Benedict Arnold, in his public capacity, was a general of the American Army, an early war hero in the American Revolution, a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. However, during the same time, He was being presented into the public eye as a hero. He was also
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. Christian, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
There you go.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, it's interesting to see. My affiliates, I just want to let you know I got a big smile on my face. Because the realization, it becomes more tangible and more of a reality on a daily basis. Regardless if you want to see it that way or not. I got about half the numbers on my show right now than I usually do. You want to know why? Because I named the show today, Trump's name reportedly appears in the Epstein files more than Jesus in the Bible. Is that fictitious or is that a fact? That's an absolute fact. That's an absolute fact. And I'm going to cover that all the more in just a couple minutes here. But that is idolatry. I mean, can you imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bowing down to Nebuchadnezzar and just going along with it? Because after all, everybody else was doing it. Right? They didn't. And because they didn't and they obeyed the Lord was glorified. He even changed the mind and the heart of Nebuchadnezzar, the corrupt king that wanted to be worshipped concerning what he created. Read Daniel 3. Can you imagine if Moses said no to an individual that was idolized by the world named the Pharaoh during the time of his tenure on this earth incarnate? Where he was appointed by God in Exodus 5, verse 1, to go confront and face off with them. And Moses did that because the Lord used Moses to draw the line in the sand to let the people know who the Lord God is. And that's why he brought the judgments upon the heads of the corrupt king. Just the same thing that you're seeing in America today. John Calvin was right when he said that when the Lord means to judge a nation, he will give them wicked rulers. And you know why he called them wicked rulers? Because in this country, the people don't know the difference between a representative government and subjecting themselves like a bunch of slaves to their master. And that's a fact as well. But I want to tell you this, just like King Herod when he's being praised by the people, during the time that the apostles were on the scene, that's why they wrote the book of Acts. It was because of their actions, their testimonies, Revelation 10 or 19:10. That's why it was written in the first place, right? But during that particular time, that's when the apostles were on the scene saying there is no king but King Jesus. But yet, what were the people doing? Well, the people allowed them during that particular time, even if you go back into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, namely John 19:15, you'll see that the people preferred Caesar, the one that was enslaving themselves, more than they did the one that came to liberate them. And they said, we have no king but King Caesar. Oh, folks, What we see across this country is so extremely shameful that you would rather see a bunch of people idolize a man that has been busted on the Epstein files that nobody tried to basically stop the disclosure of the Epstein files more than Trump. If that's not a hint for you, I don't know what is. I mean, if you want to go online and see Trump and hanging out with Diddy and hanging out with Epstein, I mean, there's tons of pictures. You're not going to deny what you see. And the fact is now we know that his name is named on those files more than 5,000 times. And here's the other thing. They're redacted. But some of the information out there is so damning. But what's sick about all of this is the people that put him there that are putting out memes today saying we stand with him more now than ever before. Are you going to suggest that is not idolatry? Are you going to suggest that they have not put a politician and a golden calf in the place of the living God? Are you going to suggest for one moment that the Lord is not going to judge a nation like that? Folks, open your eyes. We're here today. We're here today. And I want to tell you this. I just read something from the forefathers the other day where basically they said that if the reference of the Constitution is not brought into the conversation, what they're going to do is they're going to be distracted to their favorite parties, which are unconstitutional. That's why the Constitution is never referenced. It's never brought about in conversation. And if it is, it's usually out of context. And resolve is never, ever, ever, ever brought forth. And I'm talking about today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. Put that up against Matthew 5:13. But folks, I want to tell you why. You have a people in this country that are more bent set on supporting a man that is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. They would rather support him than protect the children that are being made a prey by those that love to be called elitists. That's where they're at. Hey, folks, when they call MAGA a cult, it's beyond a cult. It's beyond. The problem isn't so much as Donald Trump as to what we already know about him concerning the fruit that doesn't fall too far from the evil tree, Matthew 7:16. The problem really is the people that support him and put him back into the office, even after what took place over the years of the created crisis called the pandemic. I mean, again, folks, it's all there. They would rather support their favorite politician than to actually condemn him for his crimes and protecting the children. I'm talking about abortion. I'm talking about the said vaccinations. I'm talking about the Epstein files. Oh, the list goes on. It is a derangement within the people that just keep going on. And as I've told you several times, people, you have an establishment in government because you have an establishment in government, and the very people that claim to be your leaders are the very ones that are propping up the establishment that you claim wanted to be removed. They're the ones propping it up. It's really there. People want to know why what's going on in the country is going on in the country. Well, go ahead, open up your eyes. Look at they advocate for. And they have the audacity to sit there and point a finger and call a bunch of criminals and transgressors the left as if to suggest they have a right to do it, which I continuously highlight telling you that what they call the left is the fruit of the right. Now it proves the point. And I've said before as well, friends, it's the Republicans. If you pull the curtain back on that unconstitutional party, you're just going to see that they're better at hiding their crimes than what those that on the left are called or doing. Or better in covering up their crimes than those that are on the left, which does not once again exist. Oh, dude, folks, sorry. Go ahead, cross-check everything I'm telling you. 281-845-4704. I think anybody that knows this show and listens to this show realizes that we are impartial in judgment, and we're going to stand on the side of the Lord regardless if the mass majority of the people stand on one side. I'm here to tell you from this platform today that those said conservatives that continuously highlight and magnify and support a pedophile deserve exactly what they and their children are going to get. And they're going to get more of it. And they wonder why their country's going to hell in a handbasket. I thought he was there to make the country better, only to find out that he's an absolute pedophile, where his name is on the Epstein list 5,000 times. You can't make it up. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want you to understand what real leadership looks like. Real leadership is when you follow Christ. The whole world can stand against what I'm telling you right now, but the fruit's hanging on the branches. And for some of you people to sit there and double down, you are advocating the very crimes against children by propping up the ones that are guilty of it. You are accomplices to the crime. Folks, it doesn't stop there. It also goes to the abortion issue. I know he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of mankind. But again, those people just take him for face value. They don't judge the man according to his fruit the way that Jesus told them to. And so what you find out is actually Trump gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood, which is on the mainstream media. They've already told you this, that he gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than even Barack Obama. But see, they don't want to hear the truth because it exposes them for the hypocrites, and then they wonder why they're a reproach to the nation. And that's exactly what they are. And then, you know what's even crazier about that is when I think about it, did you know that Jesus' name appears roughly, dependent upon the translation, 900 to 1,300 times in the Bible? Yet Donald Trump's name appeared over 5,000 times in the Epstein files. But here it is again. Listen to what they say. Shut off your eyes. Deny what you see. Shut off your ears. Plug them. Deny what you hear. This is a part of the agenda. And then people wonder why they put darkness for light and light for darkness, Isaiah 5:20. And bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And evil for good and good for evil. That's what Jesus said would happen. We live in a country that deserves everything it's getting right now, except the young people. Except the young people. I want to play a video for you from a young man, because what I'm noticing across the country is the young people are having to stand up and to defend themselves from what their parents have tolerated concerning the politician and the circle of politics that Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15, to beware of the wicked doctrines of the Herodians because of the wicked doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. But again, what we're seeing in this country is the young people are having to stand up against what the older people have for far too long advocated for. I want you to check this out. I want you to listen to the lyrics, even if you don't like the music, because I'm not a big fan of the music, but the lyrics are very pertinent to what's going on here. We've seen this from another kid named Tyson James out of Arizona, and now we have this Best Believe guy, and I want you to listen to the lyrics, because what they're doing is calling out the crimes that the older generation are propping up concerning their favorite said president of corporate America. Check this out.
Was a guy, but your name's either on the list or you a compromise, telling lies to the public and you playing both sides. Just another puppet for the CIA and Mossad. Too many secrets to hide.
The kids see right through it. They're calling it out, and the older people are the ones propping it up and supporting it.
Left and the right wing strapped, the puppeteer strings, the whole government is trapped in a blackmail ring. Running the White House in the media, obsessed with molesting underage teens. Fuck CNN, Fox, and the BBC, the FDA, and the CDC. Fuck the mainstream, nothing but drag queens and vaccines. Big pharma turning kids into
this is all coming. By the way, this is all coming from the Zionists, straight from the gates of hell. Revelation 3:9. See, folks, see what's happening here. It goes on for about 10 more seconds. He's calling out everything the mainstream media and the useful idiots, the worshipers of Donald Trump, are trying to cover up. I want to make clear something here, too. I want to make something real clear here. I didn't seek this out. This is information that's being brought to my desk. But again, here's the young people. Young people are fighting against the establishment. They're calling out the establishment for what it is. They're not getting mad about it. They're not trying to defend the crimes of their favorite politicians. No, they want to hold them accountable. During this video that I'm playing here, this young kid is rapping with a rope around his neck, seeking justice for those that are tolerated amongst the masses in this country. Let me just say it again. Shame on you. Shame on you, and more's coming. Rest assured. Shame on you, and rest assured, more is coming concerning judgment. When you stand there and know the truth of the matter and continuously defend the crimes of your favorite politician, your preachers, whatever the case is, you better understand that in the sight of God, you are an accomplice, and you are going to stand and answer for what it is that you mean to defend. I want to show you this, too, because I'm not going to get caught up into this right-left paradigm nonsense. As you all well know, it's set up to divide and conquer the American people. But what I want you to see is when the truth is being asked from this said groomed individual named Donald Trump, it's interesting because he's been groomed in a favorable light in the last 30 years in the sight of the American people by the mainstream media. They didn't figure that out. I mean, many of the people that put him in office today are the ones that seen him on Home Alone. And they thought, man, we got to get behind him. I mean, little Kevin, you know, he did a little spiel inside of the Trump Towers or Trump Plaza Hotel. I mean, he's got to be a good guy, of course. And they did that for decades in a favorable light. Okay, regardless of the history of who this criminal really is. But let's go over to CNN. Now, they have the lowest ratings right along with MSNBC. Their ratings are so low, they're lower than a snake's belly. No joke. You got to ask yourself the question, who's propping these people up with their finances? Because they have no credibility. But it's also interesting because I've taken note where you have to listen to your enemies once in a while, people, because they'll blurt the truth out in their confusion. When Donald Trump is asked by CNN, this said reporter, I think she's a knucklehead. There's no question about it. Caitlin Collins is her name, but it's legitimate. This question is legitimate concerning the Epstein files. And when he's asked a certain question, what does Donald Trump always retort to? Oh, fake news. When he says fake news, friends, that means the person talking to him, interviewing him, are telling you the truth. That's what that means. It's a communist tactic, is what it is, friends. And just accuse others of what you're guilty of. That's exactly what Satan himself did. Go to Revelation 12:10. He's the accuser of the brethren. Folks, he's trying to defend himself from the facts. I want you to listen to this again. And again, America, you're trying to figure out why your country's not being made great again, but Israel is, because that's who dictates this individual. That's who dictates the White House. That's who dictates Congress. And all the while, you know it to be true. You know it. Just ask Mayakovsky, Netanyahu, who's bragging in the Middle East that he runs this country. No wonder why we're being infiltrated by him, friends. No wonder why. Because people don't want to listen. Listen to this. This is important. Listen to how Trump responds to this serious question.
Some women who were or survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
They thought they released too much. You know, I heard that. And you're telling me something else.
Now listen to what he says.
I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else. Really.
Of course.
Nothing came out about me other than
nothing. Hey, folks, nothing came out against me. Is this guy, who does he think he's talking to besides a bunch of idolaters? I see these dense individuals all over the country. That's not an issue of who side are you on. Oh, Bradley, you must be on Biden's side. No, that's how ignorant you are. You actually believe they were legitimate candidates when they were not the ones that the people picked outside of the 1,100 that we never heard from. No, I'm not as stupid as you. That's the truth. And for you to go ahead and retort back to, oh, you must have voted for Hillary Clinton. You must have voted for Obama. I mean, really. People are just that ignorant because that's in their capacity. That's all they have for their arsenal to respond with. And it's not an issue of name calling. It's an issue of truth. Stupid. People are dull and insensible. Jeremiah 5:21. People are willfully ignorant. That's what's destroying this country. Hosea 4:6. That's where we're at. But to suggest that Donald Trump's name are not on these allegations in even court files, folks, I'm scrolling right now on accusation after accusation after accusation after accusation leveled at an individual that double talks 24/7, that says one thing and does the opposite. Even going down to 13-year-old girls, some of the files that were released, the information was very damning against Donald Trump, even concerning little boys. I'm not kidding you. See, this is why they get away with what they get away with, is because people don't want to face the facts that these people are responsible for such acts. Well, I'm not going to roll over in the face of this nonsense. On the behalf of our kids. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Shameful.
That's 1-866-233-0747.
And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Shame on the American people. And it's going to go further than that, rest assured. The Lord's not going to have this, people. To sit there and try to defend any of this over and over again, playing the victim. That's what they do, play the victim. Look at, hey folks, what I've been doing is scrolling the offenses of all of these women that have been violated and assaulted by Donald Trump. Apparently every single one of them, over 1,000 of them, every one of them are liars, people. Except the one that you see lying to you on a 24/7 basis. He's telling you the truth. The devil wants you to know he's telling you the truth today. That's what you're agreeing to. There's court documentation. Folks, this is insane. All of these women sticking their necks out, the ones that had the courage to do so, to come out and tell the American people who this is. And you know what's crazy about it is people can go ahead and say, you know, just write it off. I don't know how they do that in conscience, but outside of the fact that they've already seared their conscience. But what's crazy about it, folks, there was film and video that came out before he became the said president, before his first criminal tenure. And he was on a bus. And folks, he was so foul-mouthed. I come from the rock and roll world, and I haven't heard anybody talk as foul as that man has.
and he wants you to believe that he is the victim. This is what they always do. And again, they want you to believe that all those women are just a bunch of liars. All those kids that have been violated, they were just all lying. They got one to get over on Donnie. That's crazy. I want to go back to this, and I want you to listen to this in its entirety. And then I want to hit the fact, so people are trying to figure out what's going wrong with their country and why it is that we're being sold out to our enemies, which is happening right in front of our faces. That's because the people aren't paying attention to the fact that they're not holding those that are guilty of treason accountable for stealing their money, those that work, to give to those that don't, through an unconstitutional welfare system. And the fact of the matter is we're being betrayed by a bunch of Judases because the professors in this country, scripturally speaking, line upon line, you're being betrayed by a bunch of Judases from the pulpits and in the halls of government because you Americans have played the Judases against your God. You betrayed the truth by tolerating this. Even going so far as not to stand up and protect your own children. Say what you will. But the truth be told, even if the heavens fall, let justice be done. Because that's the only thing that's going to reclaim or bring about reclamation in our land is when we do that which is right before the living God. Not people and humans that you can get one over on and hide things from. I'm talking about the living God that sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. I want to highlight this so you understand the specificity of the all-seeing eye of a living creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that a sparrow will not even fall to the ground without his notice. How great is he? How acute is he concerning men and the hearts of men that he knows all of in which concerning their hearts that he will not at all acquit the iniquity of any one man. Jesus is that door and you meet him upon repentance through reclamation and redemption through the blood of the Son of the Most High God. There's no other road. Let me say it again. With all of the false gods and all the false religions in the world, there's only one name whereby men might be saved, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah, and by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. That's why I'm reproving the workers of darkness and the fruits of darkness. And just think if 86% of all of you actually loved the Lord. You know, instead of loving the Lord, you're conveying to people that you're, by playing the hypocrite, that you're a Christian. But Donald Trump, he's our man. What a double message, man. You're given a double message just like Donnie himself is. I want you to see this and I want you to hear this when a serious question is asked and how Donald Trump is obviously on pins and needles. You can tell he's uncomfortable. And friends, you need to understand this is what he looks like when he lies. And then what does he resort to? Attacking the messenger. You want to know why prophets are killed? This is exactly why.
A lot of women who are survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
They thought they released too much. You know, I heard that. And you tell me something else. No. I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else, really.
I bet Donnie.
Nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally, by Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
Hey, did you hear what your dictator said, worshipers? It's time for you to move on. This coming from the person that's being accused by over 1,000 women, whose name appears 5,000 times in the Epstein files, who he is declaring himself as being the victim. That's what they always do. And then they accuse the other side of what they're guilty of.
What would you say to people who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say?
What would you say to the survivors?
Okay, so now here's Donald Trump. What did you say, CNN? Listen carefully.
Who feel like they haven't gotten justice.
You are the worst reporter.
You're the worst reporter. Anytime anybody holds the facts up to this devil, that's exactly what he resorts to every single time.
No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile.
Well, I'm asking you about survivors of Jeffrey Epstein, Mr. President.
Because you know you're not telling the truth.
Because you know you're not telling the truth. Oh, Donnie, I just got to say this. And all those that side with those that are advocating crimes against children, and you want to try to justify it by defending the truth. Hey, folks, that's like trying to stop a flame from melting a candle. It's not going to happen. And I want to tell you real clear, so you understand, the Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, will not be mocked. For whatever a man sows, he shall reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I know how people just think somehow or another, we believe in God, but we don't really believe in God. You can rest assured there is a God. And if you want to see the witness of who he is, just take a look at your country. That's acting in a fashion that's foreign to what our forefathers established. Just go ahead and look at the fruit of MEGA today. Is it going in the direction that it's been promised? Did he promise justice upon the heads of the corrupt since the beginning, the inception of his first criminal tenure? Not once. And what we continuously see is him doing the opposite of what he says he's going to do. Before he leaves his first criminal tenure, grants clemency to over 144 criminals before he left office the first time. You already see what he's doing now, people. You know how he goes after Murdo over in Venezuela there? That was condemning what the Lord condemns, right? He had to paint a picture of him as being a narco. And in the process, what happened? Your said president assumes authority that's never been given to him by the people, calls him names, his worshipers get behind him. He goes into a country unconstitutionally without congressional approval, steals away a president, replaces him with a Zionist, brings him over here, and then accuses him of crimes that yet to be proved. But yet at the same time, 2 weeks prior to that, concerning the Honduran president who trafficked over 400 tons of cocaine into America, 2 weeks prior to him doing that, what did he do? He granted clemency to that said Honduran president who was busted, who was in prison for over 45 years. He granted him clemency, and his worshipers said, oh, that's okay. That's okay. Now we got more cocaine traffic coming into America. And I'm not saying I feel sorry for the American people, because the bottom line is there wouldn't be drug trafficking unless somebody was buying the drugs. The supply meets the demand. But what the people put up with is sickening. I want to say this before the next hard break. Hey, folks, I do want you to understand that the opposite of what is being promised to us is happening. Because the Lord is not going to bear witness to his lies or his worshipers' lies. You want to know why he's acting in a foreign manner? Listen to this. Deuteronomy 28:36. What does it say? Clear as day today. I'll say to you that this is the Holy Ghost. I'll say to you that clearly this is the Word of God. The Lord shall bring you and your king, because you have put him in a position of being a king. We do not have leaders in this country. We have representatives. Our king is no king but Jesus, where that law is premised on common law, which is the Torah. Under Article 6, Section 2. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, what we're seeing in play is just the exact opposite. But I want you to listen to this. Deuteronomy 28:63. The Lord shall bring you and those that you claim to be king, those that you have put before me. And the Lord says this. He said, thou shalt set them over you unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve gods wood and stone. Is it happening? Oh, like I said earlier, Mylakowski, Netanyahu's out there bragging about how he controls the president. Guess how they're controlling your Congress and your said president and the three branches of government, people? Through the Epstein files. That's why they haven't been released. They've been extorting your politicians in this country for a long, long time. Franklin cover-up case, conspiracy of silence, Boys Town, Watergate. How do you think they're getting away with it? Why do you think Trump is obeying his master? Because of what's being exposed right now. And because the people didn't receive the truth and the love of the truth, they were given over unto a delusion.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Yeah. It's just, I was just thinking during the break, if you have not seen Conspiracy of Silence, it's eyewitness testimony of the kids that were a lot of these kids are not here anymore. A lot of these kids are, they have been sacrificed. A lot of these kids that have now grown up, they're coming back with a vengeance. Ask Greg Laurie, where 12 victims now have filed 12 lawsuits, and yet you have TPUSA, Erica Kirk, who was also accused of the same crime with the Romanian Angels. All interlinked people, the same people that we're talking about right now. But I just think about some of the kids and their stories and their testimonies and those that live to tell the story of what how heinous concerning the crimes of these perpetrators that are playing the victim today. are. I have some audio pulled up right now. I haven't gone through the audio. I don't know if there's swearing in it, but it's a testimony of a kid named Paul Benazzi who was stolen away from his parents, as are many. See, what they do is they steal. Paul Benazzi says it's the FBI that basically obviously puts the kibosh on these missing children, but in many cases, they're actually a part of it in trafficking the kids. If it wasn't true, then why isn't the FBI, who has all the, you know, they're in the know, how come that these said representatives haven't been held accountable for their crimes? Because that's how the CIA, FBI, and others extort. Just ask J. Edgar Hoover, who was a sodomite, who was a homosexual. And what did he do? He used to extort politicians. How did he do it? He had them on film. This is all factual information. Folks, again, I started the show off today telling you that I named the show today. His name reportedly appears in the Epstein files more than Jesus in the Bible. That's not speculation. That's a fact. And I just wonder, you know, for all those that keep on supporting these individuals to keep doing it all the more, just imagine how you're adding strength to tyranny to the ones that are up and coming. See, and I want to say to the bad guys, I know you think you're getting away with it, but you're not getting away with anything. The only thing you're doing is pushing. Every breath that you take, you're one step closer to answering to your God for what you did to his creation. And he already told you what he's going to do with you. Luke 17:2, Exodus 22. Especially when you go for the poor, and I'm talking about the fatherless, because folks, the CPS is a part of this. You need to understand this is foster care is a part of this. Ask the victims. Don't ask these that are trying to cover up for their crimes. Ask the victims. Ask the dead that were doing their best, like in Georgia, trying to expose what was going on back in the 90s. And all of a sudden, one representative and her husband, she was a senator, gets her head blown off. And then they accuse the husband of a murder-suicide. She was exposing it. Nancy Schaefer, I believe her name was. Folks. It's not a game. But I'll tell you what, bad guys. If you're looking for men to turn away from this one, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. When you hear the testimonies of these young kids that were violated by these men and how they were violated and who was in place, it was the FBI actually bringing the kids across the country, flying them around, trafficking them around. All the names are available. Read Conspiracy of Silence. Listen to it. You want an eye-opener? There it is. It will put the indignation of God in your heart to say no more and to hold these people accountable. Hey, Colorado, look at your people. Look at the White House. Or I'm sorry, not the White House. Look at your Capitol. I see one in Minnesota. I see one in Ohio. I see the same thing happening in New York. Doesn't matter if it's male or female, friends. They're all covering for each other. And what's worse is, again, people, you know it's true. You know it's true. I want to show you here again, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I want you to listen to her. And she's exposing the whole mega movement that Trump is pushing is an absolute lie. Of course it is. That's all you got to do is look at the fruit on the tree. Again, it comes down to the rubber meeting the road. As the Howard of Judge, check this out.
I think people are realizing it was all a lie. It was a big lie for the people. What MAGA is really serving is, in this administration, who they're serving is their big donors. The big, big donors that donated all the money and continue to donate to the president's PACs and donate to the 250th anniversary and are donating to the big ballroom. And if they're donating to all these things, those are the people that get the special favors. They get the government contracts. They get the pardons or somebody they love or one of their friends gets a pardon. And it's the foreign countries that are running the show here. It's the major big.
It's foreign countries running the show here. And that's exactly what the Lord said in Deuteronomy 28:63. I mean, you're asking for, you're listening to someone that is said that she voted 98% of the time with Trump until Trump turned on her and called her a traitor for wanting to protect and to bring justice for these women. that were violated by the likes of Donald Trump. Again, folks, there's enough information out there right now to completely condemn this administration. It doesn't apply to just this administration. Folks, it doesn't matter their party affiliation because you know it's a uniparty system. They're all protecting each other. That's what they're doing. Have you had enough yet? These are the crimes that they're guilty of. These are the crimes that they're responsible for. And let me go back, by the way, to something that Marjorie Taylor Greene just said. It's about the money. You know, how many times has the Lord preached against covetousness? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I mean, folks, listen, and I'm talking to some of you bad guys that think that's where it's all at. When you put your heart before the Lord like the young ruler did in Mark 10, starting in verse 17, you got to understand it's that one thing keeping you away from the Lord. Okay? Because it's certain, as Paul said, that you came into this world naked and you're going to leave naked. And it's not money that's the root of evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. These people are so blinded by money. They act like when they die, they're taking it with them. You're not. It's going to cost you your soul. It's going to cost you your soul. Hey, folks, that's called old time gospel, which is still in the present. You just don't hear it because it's as foreign as the how to. When you hear the gospel, it's as foreign as hearing a politician or a said representative, a statesman, actually make reference to the Constitution. You know, if a man came in, took office, and he started making reference to the Constitution, the American people would think that he's speaking a foreign language, when in fact, that's the American language. Boy, that sounds like confusion, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Here, I'm going to go over to Catherine Austin Fitz, an insider under Bush's administration. Or I'm sorry, yeah, it was Bush's. And I want you to listen to what she said about what's going on with Donald Trump. Aside of the Epstein files, check this out.
Put into the White House to persuade conservatives to go along with a control grid. And what you need to understand is if you look at all the factions operating in Washington, there is nobody on our side. Jeez. They are all trying to implement the control grid. And the question is, who's going to control it and who's going to make money on it? So is Trump our friend? Absolutely not. And if you look at the extraordinary effort that the administration has made to build the control grid, the local hardware and software infrastructure, billions of dollars. So let me step and talk about the local infrastructure.
Please
and then
do.
Come back to this side.
It's a short video, audio.
Let me explain what AI is really good at. So there's a lot of crazy, magical, stupid thinking on AI. But one of the things I will say about AI, it's absolutely superb at implementing or tracking things that can be expressed mathematically. So its ability to collect and process huge amounts of data like surveillance data, where you're trying to implement social, spatial control or financial control, it's absolutely fantastic at, okay? And if you look at all the data centers we're building all over the country, they are there for control. That's what they do. They're not there to make businesses. You know, I always laugh when the guys say, oh, we poured all this money into AI and it's not making companies more productive. Well, of course, it's not meant to make companies more productive.
So you're hearing the folks, they're telling you that they want absolute control over your facet, every facet of your life. Here, look at me. Listen to me. No. No. I highlighted, friends, the fact that, did you know that you recently, your said representatives wanted to put a kill switch in your new cars? Folks, they're creating stuff out of thin air. They're clearly not hey, folks, let me put it this way. The crimes that they're advocating against the people, they're the criminals. They should be condemning themselves for what they're advocating for. This is so far out there, friends. It should put a chill up your spine. I'm going to play this audio video for you after saying goodbye to our affiliates. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. Friends, wake up to what's going on. Wake up for your kids' sake and your grandchildren's sake. We need help out there. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. Okay, we should be off the show here. Somebody just asked the question, or off the affiliates. Some of you people are asking the question, what conspiracy of silence? Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about child trafficking. Here, I can find it for you. Here, I'll find it for you in just 1 second here. Okay. Conspiracy. It's amazing how Bradley can do this, but it's also amazing how some people, boy, they can't figure it out. Well, it's the same way I figured out. Okay. Conspiracy of silence documentary. Okay. And I want to show it to you. And there it is. Super easy to put. It was the first video pulled up. Okay. First video pulled up. It's right there. Okay. It's a banned documentary. Okay. This is what it looks like. It goes to all the people that were involved. I even took the time to talk to the author, John DeCamp, before he passed. And so I did have an opportunity to talk to him. But I'll tell you what, this stuff right here will change your life, and it will bring you to the line of a reality that many people don't want to come to. But it shows how the mainstream media and the politicians and the agencies are all used in the process of child trafficking. And interesting how it is that when the kids come out and tell you what they experienced, they're silenced by the mainstream media. Many of the victims were thrown in jail. Many of them were snuffed out. Many of them, and the way that many of them were snuffed out, if they weren't sacrificed, what they would do is they'd put poison in their drugs, because many of the kids became drug addicts. The politicians that were involved stinks to high heaven. Paul Benazzi talks about the governors that he was used for. Barney Franks was one that admitted it. Paul Benazzi talks about how he was flown to Barney Franks' home in Massachusetts several times, and he would sodomize him as a little boy. So again, I got to just tell you, again, we're not on the radio right now. I can feel this stuff. And I didn't have a dad in the picture, but I had a big brother. And I had a big God. And I had another big brother who's the captain of my salvation, who watched over me. But every time I go through this, I can feel what they've gone through. I was also a welfare kid. And I seen a lot of kids that didn't have, they were from broken families. And that's a hard place to come from. As a matter of fact, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, said it's easier to fix a broken man than a childless or a fatherless one. And there's really something to it. There really honestly is. And it's absolutely true. And that's why the Rockefellers, for a long time, have been pushing to divide the families in this country. And that's why you are partaking with, because again, the people allowed them to do it. Because the politicians sold out to the highest bidder. But I want to tell you something, friends. They lay for the kids. They lay for the kids that go through CPS. Halliburton was part of that. CPS, for foster care, they're all a part of it. They're the biggest traffickers under the guise of, well, we're looking out for their safety. It reminds me of, yeah, you're looking out for their safety as you're trafficking these innocent kids. I want you to just contemplate. I want you to put yourself there and just imagine what that feels like. Or how about getting ripped off from your parents, and then you're flown across the country, and then you're sodomized, and then your head's blown off. Or you're being shared by producers in Hollywood. All of that which has come to the light, friends, has been a mercy of God. If there's ever been a bit, I would suspect that there would be a mercy upon the people that rounded up every single one of these pedophiles and scoundrels and brought justice upon their heads. I believe that there'd be a special favor on that people to do so, and protection, and to deal with the corrupt, to deal with those that are guilty of the crimes and partaking with the crimes. Hey, folks, I'll say this. Even if I have to stand alone, if I ever see anything like this, it's not going to be good. I just talked to the local sheriff today. What is he telling me? It's prevalent, what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about just child trafficking. I'm talking about abusing young kids. I want to play something here for you. So again, for someone that was looking for Conspiracy of Silence, I found it right away. Full band documentary. And if you knew the back end of that, back end story behind that, you'd even be more indignant after you watch it. But it was the politicians that caught wind that this documentary was coming out, and they paid them $500,000 to shut it off. And as a matter of fact, the documentary was already being advertised on TV Guide to Play. And the politicians came out and paid. They gathered I guarantee it was your money. They used $500,000 to shut them down, not to play it on television. And instead of standing up for the kids, they took the money. I want to play this for you. I'm just here to tell you, it's very hard to watch. It's very hard to listen to, but it's something you need to listen to. And this is John DeCamp. He's the one that did all of the back-end investigations. I also want you to know that many of these investigators were even murdered by the FBI. Many of the sheriffs across the country were doing their best to conceal the evidence of the crime being committed against those that were standing up on the behalf of children. There's a special place in hell for people that work for people that are guilty of these crimes or support. There is. There's no question about it. I also want to highlight this. We all know, for anybody paying attention, and I'm not trying to put his light out to make mine brighter, Alex Jones is a shill. Just like Andrew Tate, just like Candace Owens, I can prove everything I'm telling you. Just like Tommy Robinson from the UK, just like James O'Keefe, the list goes on. They're all receiving money from the same people. That's why they're all, for the most part, doing what they do only so far. But with Alex Jones here, the guy's a shill. He's an absolute clown. He talks about how he's a spiritual Christian man with the F word coming out of his mouth. At the same time, he has a naked man named Russell Brandt just a month and a half ago riding his naked back, taking his clothes off on stage. That's when he's not drunk. Everybody knows he's a shill, except the people that should know he's a shill. He'll admit to you his ties from the CIA. I played that audio several times. Again, I'm just trying to tell you, beware of these people. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Alex Jones can act like a hard guy all he wants to, but the fact of the matter is to take a megaphone and go out there and have someone film you. Hey, folks, we can do that all day long. As a matter of fact, sometimes we do. But it's interesting how he's not been deplatformed, though they sold to you that he was being deplatformed. Nonsense. The guy's worth $300 million. And you're not worth that kind of money unless you're playing the game. Unless you're playing the game. I'm saying that for the purpose that John DeCamp did an interview with Alex Jones back in the 90s when he first came out. I also want you to remember that my ministry came out simultaneously, the same time in particular Alex Jones did. There's always a counterfeit to the truth of what God is raising up and the movement. Okay? I want absolute justice is what I want. That is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. It is the very throne of God, Psalm 97. And the Lord looks for those that will stand up and fight on his behalf, Psalm 94:16. And the Lord asked the question, who will I send? Well, we stand here on a 24/7 basis saying, Lord, I'm preparing, send me. Lord, I'm preparing, send me. And the Bible says, those that the Lord sends speaketh forth the words of the Lord. That's not what you're hearing from these shills. And I also want to tell you this. There is a different gospel, Galatians 1:8, coming out of what you hear from Hollywood and what you hear coming from the conservatives. That is not the Jesus of the Bible at all. The Jesus of the Bible would go in and flip the tables. He would take a scourge, a whip, and he would start overthrowing tables and money changers. That's what he'd be doing. That's not what these people are doing. They're there to prop up their sponsors and their golden calf. It's a different Jesus, people. Read the book of Acts. It talks about it constantly. It's a different Jesus. Okay? Let's go ahead and play this. This is Paul Benazzi. If there's any swearing in it, I don't know of it. I think more than anything, I was cautious because Alex Jones is on here. I would love to have Alex jump on my show. I've been on his show a couple times. I totally appreciate it. But again, I think The jig is up as to who he is. And I think everybody knows it, except those that don't want to come to the realization of who he is. And like a politician, they're going to prop him up regardless of who he is. And that's to their own demise. It's the truth that makes you free. Not fraternizing with the enemy, people. Not fraternizing with the enemy. Here we go. John DeCamp being interviewed by Alex Jones. This is back in 1994. I do want to caution you that this is hard to listen to, but listen carefully.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, back to Alex.
That's right. Right here in Austin, Texas, every month they're grabbing the equivalent of 5 first-grade classrooms with Child Protective Services. No rights, no nothing. Parents, it's just a total takeover. And the very people doing this here locally are involved in their own forms of wickedness, which is a whole other show. This stuff is prolific. It is a cult of evil, and it's more widespread than you probably can imagine. Senator DeCamp, we were talking during the break, and you made the point about how this new world and laugh. What do you mean by this new world?
Well, you just talked about some of it. About 5-6 years ago, on behalf of a family here that was just totally destroyed by both protective services, I filed a class action suit against the entire system, and finally, since I was financing it myself, I just couldn't keep it up, and they had unlimited lawyers on the other side. But I did bring out an awful, awful lot of things that have sure proven up since then, from the way they take kids, the way your rights as a parent are pretty well destroyed. But I'm not going into that now. We can talk about that another day.
Yeah, it's just such a horror.
It's just a whole new world we live in from, I guess, what I thought I grew up in here long, long time ago, admittedly. And I said, well, it sure is a new world order, I think, or something like that. And then I realized it was using a worn-out phrase that I guess some people are really trying to implement. But anyway.
Continuing, you actually have the passages in your book out of the diary.
I have right here the diary. If you want me to read a little, okay?
Here it is.
Now, understand that I didn't know that the thing was Bohemian Grove back then, nor did the kid when he was writing it. All he knew was he was taken to this place. Let me just read it. It'll take 3 minutes.
Paul Benassi.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went in January. Now, this is Benassi, a kid named Paul Benassi writing this, and this is directly word for word from his diary. I went in January of 84 on every trip. I was paid by men King knew for sex. In the summer of 84, sometime, I went to Dallas, Texas, and had sex with several men King knew in a hotel. I flew on YNR Airlines. By the way, that's a private airline or just private charter deal. And CAM Airlines, another private charter deal, normally for King. I never had much personally to do with King, only went where he told me to go. In or on July 26th, I went to Sacramento, California. King flew me out on a private plane from Epley Airfield in Omaha to Denver, where we picked up Nicholas, a boy who was about 12 or 13. Then we flew to Vegas to a desert strip.
Yeah, I want you to know that Nicholas was a kid that was from, he was from a different state. He was a blonde-haired, brown-eyed 11-year-old boy that was just stole from his parents. Okay, so I want you to listen to that, and that's who Paul Benassi is going to start to talk about here.
Drove into Las Vegas into some ranch and got something, then flew on to Sacramento. We were picked up by a white
woman
and taken to a hotel. I don't remember the name of it. We, meaning Nicholas and I, were driven to an area that had big, big trees. It took about an hour to get there. There was a cage with a boy in it who was not wearing anything. Nicholas and I were given these Tarzan things to put around us and stuff like that. They told me to, I won't use the word, blank the boy and stuff. In other words, have sex with him. At first I said no, and they held a gun to my genitals, I'll use the word, and said do it or else lose them or something like that. I began doing it to the boy and stuff. And Nicholas had anal sex and stuff with him. We were told to blank him and stuff and beat on him. I didn't try to hurt him. We were told to put our blanks in his mouth and stuff and sit on the boy's
Are you hearing this, people?
And stuff, and they filmed it. We did this stuff to the boy for about 30 minutes or an hour when a man came in and kicked us and stuff in the genitals and picked us up and threw us. He grabbed the boy and started blanking him and stuff.
He started raping the boy.
The man was about, I'm not sure how to say it. The man was about so many inches long. And the
yeah,
boy
he was saying his male appendage
stuff,
was too
was
big.
The man was forcing his blank into the boy all the way. The boy was bleeding from his rectum, and the men tossed me and him and stuff and put the boy right next to me and grabbed a gun and blew the boy's head off. The boy's blood was all over me, and I started yelling.
I want to add some details to this. Paul Benazzi said that while he was talking to this young boy, that he was stolen away from his parents just 2 days prior to this. They took this boy that they stole, and they threw him in a cage naked. After they pulled him out, these men came about. Paul Benazzi was just dropped off. This was in Sacramento. And he said the little boy... He kept asking for his dad. He kept asking for his parents. And Paul told him, if you just do what they tell you to do, you'll be okay. 11-year-old boy. Just ripped off. Brought to Sacramento. Raped. Right after they got done raping him, they shot his head off. You can actually watch the audio interview of Paul in prison talking about this. This is the story that moved me probably more than anything. Because I want you all to know, more so my God, that I would have given anything and everything I have and who I am to stand up and protect this little man so he could get back home. This is what Epstein's files are all about, friends. This is a part of it. This was going on during Reagan-Bush administration. Reagan's name is brought up as bringing children through the White House at midnight. You can go online and see that, the papers. It was on the front page of the paper. Bush, Daddy Bush, they called the evil poppy. Both CIA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers, when they would traffic them to Washington, D.C., they said that he liked black boys. They call him the evilest man alive during that particular time. Folks, this is how, in fact, these politicians are being extorted. You have to feed this monster, because I know the way we think, it's so unthinkable. Yeah, I know you have to feed that monster. But this is the norm to them. In this book, Franklin Cover-Up Case by John DeCamp, he also talks about how it came through that people in the White House that were responsible for committing these acts against children, one individual said, the people would never believe that we were guilty of these crimes. That's why they do it. These are the people leading your country into the hell that it's becoming, and they need to be dealt with. I remember Gordon Liddy. I did some interviews inside of his studio in Washington, D.C. He did an uncovering of Watergate, and how they sold Watergate to the American people was not at all what Watergate was about. It was about a pedophile ring going on in Washington, D.C., and the way they distracted the people from the pedophile ring concerning their politicians was to divert you and distract you over to something else. So they created an issue, just like with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, that's another one. You want to talk about how corrupt this system the American people have put up with, to suggest that any of these individuals are being voted in by the people. Once you start to watch this and start to understand who they are, you would never buy it again a day in your life. But I'm on to something else here. I'm going to play the rest of this, and we're going to conclude the show. But he's talking again about this little 11-year-old boy who was stolen away. By the way, Paul Benazzi also said this little boy that was taken from St. Joseph, Minnesota, back in the 1990s, he said that it was an individual, it was a foreign Spanish guy working on the behalf of the FBI that rolled up and stole those kids away. He'll tell you the FBI is a part of this ring. They're the ones basically sealing it off to make sure it never gets out there. So if you want to know why all of these cases go cold when it hits the FBI, now you know.
yelling and crying. The men grabbed Nicholas and I and forced us to lie down. They put the boy on top of Nicholas, who was crying, and they were putting Nicholas' hands on the boy's blank. They put the boy on top of me and did the same thing. They then forced me to blank the dead boy.
The dead boy.
Crude. They put a gun to our heads to make us do it. His blood was all over us. They made us kiss the boy's lips and do other things.
They're talking about what these men that just murdered this little 11-year-old boy made the two living boys that were there with him do to his dead body. Paul Benazzi also talks about that he will never forget when they took that little boy's body and threw it in a bag. And what they did is they took it up in an airplane and they went over a certain part in the forest and they dropped the body down. I suspect that it was probably there for a sacrifice. Does anybody understand why I'm so adamant? Just put yourself in that position. Put yourself in the position of being someone that can actually help. Because once the bad guy see that, it's going to put the kibosh on all of it. And you have the bad guys gloating in their own shame today, unabashed, unrepentant, not sorry, and they're doing everything in their power to conceal it. I want you to consider this before we conclude the show. You see Pam Bondi, who's a part of these Epstein files. You're not going to tell me otherwise. This whole administration, they're all on them. That's why they're so adamant about protecting the said president, because they're in them. Pam Bondi, what they sold to the American people, along with Trump, is they're going to release these files. Once they got there, they did just the exact opposite. I want you to consider what they're trying to cover up concerning their own crimes. Because until you understand who it is that you've allowed to occupy the offices in this country, again, you're not going to take it to the severity and the reality of what you need to know and who they are. These are the kind of people that can steal kids away from their parents. These are the kind of kids that will, or the people that will incentivize created organizations which are completely unlawful in this country, like CPS, like foster care, and so on and so forth. That's the church's job. But when they can, with a full face, friends, get in front of your face and tell you that they're there for the well-being of kids, only to traffic these kids, these are the kind of people that you are dealing with. To show mercy to the wicked, said Adam Smith, is cruelty to the innocent. We need to stop this. We need to stop this. And don't sit there and say your arms are tied behind your back. No, people, it needs to be stopped. And the only ones that are going to stop what's going on here, as you can well see, is we the people. And with the Lord's help, we can do just that. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. If you're new here, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Also, consider keeping us out there, friends. We need membership, Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And I'm saying we need, in the sense of without you, we cannot stay out there. As you know, if you listen to the show today, we do not have a golden calf. We do not have sponsors. We're out here on our own fighting to do what we do on these platforms, and we definitely need the people's help. So with that said, we do love you by what we do, because we're doing it right now, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.